Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Dogs and Men podcast. I am glad you are here. This is the show where you learn to let your dog lead you back to love.
Boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka laka, boom. Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys. I wanted to share something powerful. Something that is very deep and meaningful to me, and that is the bond. The bond that I have had with my animals. I know this will resonate with some of you. Some you won't. That's okay. But for me, these dogs have meant everything to me in my life. See, I was scared most of my life. Still am about some things. And I'm going to be 54 this month. It's really fascinating to think that through 5 decades, I have these little things that still make me uncomfortable, things that still scare me. But that's where my dogs came in. See, I've had 5 amazing dogs. The 5th one is currently with me now. That is Indigo. She's a Belgian Shepherd, and she is a pistol. She's only been with me since October of this last year. But she's already making an indelible mark on my life. Yeah, I'm grateful. Okay, back to the bond. So, started with my first dog, Sage. Got him when I was just a little guy. And that dog saw me through more stuff as a kid. Brother having surgery. Heart trouble, learning disabilities. Trouble at home, feeling neglected and ignored by my dad. Later on, Sage was still there when my folks split. My dad left and my parents ended up getting divorced. That dog was just there. He was like my rock. He was solid for me. I didn't realize at the time all he was giving me, but it was powerful, powerful stuff, right? And I was actually suicidal as a teen after my dad left. I somehow was able to convince myself that I was to blame, that I was at fault somehow for my dad's leaving. And this little dog, he just stayed there with me. He kept me going. It was amazing. Years later, after he was long gone, I ended up getting married. And that was not great for me. And I lost myself into this marriage. And I didn't know who I was. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what was going on. I just knew that I was miserable. I was unhappy. My wife was unhappy. I had no idea what I could do to make her happy. I kind of chucked my own happiness out the window. And I couldn't figure it out. I didn't know what she wanted. She couldn't tell me what she actually wanted. So we ended up getting a dog at some point. I knew I wanted another dog. So we got Winston. Winston came from a rescue situation. And he was a handful. Lab Newfoundland mix. But he was big. And he was strong. And I think I really needed that. At that time in my life, I needed this big, strong dog. He was a terror with other animals. he was kind of, I think people would say aggressive. I see it now as if it's actually fear-based, but we saw it as aggression at that time. And he was big and, his gigantic square head. And I felt so proud walking this big, tough dog down the street. A little while later, we brought another dog into our lives, and that was Miles. And he was a black lab. And he was the opposite. He was just a freaking goofball. He gave me something else. Winston gave me security and safety. And Miles, he made me laugh. He was dorky and sweet. And he gave me something else that I really needed. And again, at the time, I didn't realize that I wasn't able to give myself these things, but I was definitely getting these things from my dogs. It was just amazing. My wife and I ended up divorcing, and I left the dogs with her because I was traveling for work at the time. And that was really hard for me. And I used to joke with my friends at the time that I definitely missed my dogs more than I missed my wife. But I guess it wasn't a joke. You know, I was so deeply bonded with those two animals because I could just give them everything I had. Emotionally, I could share with them. I could be vulnerable with them in ways that I couldn't with my own spouse or with my parents or with my friends. So that was a big deal for me. Oh, they helped me grow even more, and at the same time, kept me going because they gave me things that I couldn't give myself. After my divorce, actually it wasn't that long after, I ended up getting another dog. I knew it was time. I felt it. The guy I was renting this cabin from said, yeah, get a dog, man. We'd love to have another dog around here. So I was cruising the rescue sites and looking at that stuff one night, and then I saw a link to an article about a dogfighting thing, and I clicked on it and read this description of this dog that nobody was adopting because he wasn't a purebred pit bull. I took one look at him and like, oh my God, there's my dog. So I emailed the people, you know, it was like 2 or 3 in the morning. They emailed me right back, and later that day they brought him over, and there he was. And that was Darby. Darby was the catalyst for the greatest amount of change in my life. This little powerful dog gave me and taught me so much. He was actually able to help get through to me and let me know that I was enough, that I was worthy of love, that I was safe, that I was cared for and being taken care of. I hadn't had that before. So, Darby died last year, and I miss him terribly. But I am still unwrapping his gifts, actually. But what this little dog did for me after the death of my brother was he actually gave me healing. He actually gave me energy healing. I had no concept that such a thing was possible. And this just made me voracious. I wanted more. I wanted to understand. I wanted to learn. I wanted to try. I got trained in all these different energy healing modalities, right? I was hungry. I wanted it. I couldn't believe that this little dog was doing this thing. I wanted to be able to do that too. So I went out there and I was doing it. And I trained with multiple people in multiple modalities. And it's amazing. Amazing what I've noticed. Amazing what I've felt, what I've learned, what I've heard, what I've seen. Things that I probably couldn't explain to this day. But I owe it to this little dog, you know. My brother's death tore me open. It was grief. It was pure grief. It was not just grieving him. It was grieving all these things in my life that I wasn't able to talk about, deal with, express. Darby handed me the key to that. He says, here you go. Door's right there. Let's open that thing up and see what we got. So I've been working on myself ever since. And it's been a crash course. Like I said, I was voracious. I've read hundreds of books. I've taken course after course after course. I've had mentors and coaches. You know, I have 2 coaches right now. it's amazing. It's amazing. You get a different perspective. When you actually ask for help, folks, you get a different perspective. It is simply amazing. I think I said that. Did I say it was amazing? So now I've got Indigo. And I didn't want to get a dog right away after Darby died because I wanted to feel it. Man, I wanted to feel all of it. I wanted the grief. I wanted the pain. I wanted the sense of loss because I knew I could get through it. He taught me so much that I could get through anything. And so I wanted it, and it hurt, and it sucked, and I did it. I made it through. And, you know, I had people around me, people that loved me, but they couldn't feel all these things for me. They couldn't work through the pain and disappointment and sense of loss for me. I had to be able to do that. So that was one of his greatest gifts to me. That creates a pretty deep bond, don't you think? Yeah, I'd love to hear your story sometime about your dog or your dogs and the bond that you have with them, or you did have with them, and what that means to you now. Right? Because our perception, our perspective can still change. So that's all I got for now. Thank you for coming. Thank you for spending some time with me. If you like the show, please rate it, review it, subscribe, or not. Take care of yourself. Love you. Bye.
I want you to sit, just for a minute. Do you hear the call? The call back to love? Is it time to let your dog lead? If you are ready, then I invite you to join a community to support you and where you can learn more about working with me. Download the Dogs and Men app. You will find it in your favorite store. Aho.